USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What we've done and what we're doing, you're going to see some very, very strong results. And as soon as the barriers or the walls, I like calling them walls, this is what they are, go up, you're going to have a tremendous impact.
President Trump speaking at the border town of Calexico, California today. The president says the immigration system is being overwhelmed and full, and argued that the border situation is an absolute emergency. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he understands why some people may be uncomfortable with his affectionate style. The former vice president was speaking in Washington, D.C. Now, these were his first comments he made after numerous people came out and said Biden's touching made them feel uncomfortable when he was vice president. Regarding the former vice president running for president in 2020.
Even if I knew for certain that I was going to run for president back in Thanksgiving, my intention from the beginning, if I were to run, would be the last person to announce.
USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment is grabbed as optional.
The feds are announcing charges against Brian Michael Rini, the man who claimed he was missing boy Timothy Pitson of Illinois.
The United States has proceeded to file a federal criminal charge against Brian Rini for lying to a federal agent within the jurisdiction of the United States.
Ohio U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says Rini faces up to 8 years in prison because the charges are related to child sex trafficking. Verizon announced on Thursday that they've activated their 5G ultra-wideband network in parts of Minneapolis and Chicago. This as a carrier expects to bring that technology to 30 cities in the United States at some point in 2019. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson with more on 5G.
To get it right now, you need to have, there's one Motorola phone that has a 5G attachment. It's a mod that you can put onto it. And then you need to be in a certain part of Minneapolis or Chicago to get that 5G service.
Okay.
Oh, and you have to pay $10 extra every month.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Despite two failed attempts at brokering a firm agreement to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he remains confident that a third summit will take place between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We came out of Hanoi with a deeper understanding of each other. The positions that the two sides had, the two leaders were able to make progress in that respect. We didn't get as far as the world is demanding. These are global sanctions that are on North Korea today.
Are you disappointed?
It's a negotiation, and we've always known this was going to take a while. So I don't know that I was disappointed. You always hope you'll make progress faster, better. You know that in every interaction you have.
Mm-hmm.
We're determined. I'm convinced the North Koreans are determined as well. Chairman Kim has promised me. He's promised President Trump he will denuclearize. Now it's the mission of my team to make sure that that happens.
With the leader of South Korea meeting with President Trump next week, Pompeo was asked if there's any chance of loosening up on some of the sanctions against North Korea.
President Trump has been unambiguous. Our administration's policy is incredibly clear. Economic sanctions, United Nations Security Council sanctions, will not be lifted until we achieve the ultimate objective that we set out now almost 2 years ago.
Pompeo was speaking there on CBS this morning, and Pompeo also in that interview acknowledges that the United States did not get what we need out of our last meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and hopes to change that in a possible third meeting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.